This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. We have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning Moment with Doug Peterson, conference co-chair from the RCAC conference here in London, Ontario. Thank you for joining us, Doug.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Robert.
What a tribute today. Your colleagues presented you with a wonderful gift as the outgoing chair of this wonderful symposium here. And quite an honor for the contribution you've made over the years and having recently retired from the Greater Essex School District. I want to pick your brain and get your reflections on trends that are happening and the impact you made, and you're not done yet, I understand. So first of all, on today's conference and pulling off a wonderful event, and people may not be aware, there was a huge snowstorm in the London area, and despite that, you have a record crowd pretty much, and a wonderful agenda as well.
Yes, we did. It was amazing. There were 140 centimeters of snow that hit Lucan, just north of London. And London, to read the reports and believe them, they had up to 80 centimeters fall between Sunday night and Tuesday. So it was really touch and go. And the Twitter stream was alive with questions. Email was alive with the questions. Are you going to go? Are you not going to go? Are you going to go? Are you not going to go? And kudos to Weather Canada for having... Sorry, Environment Canada for having just a wonderful website to keep us up to date with the latest, and the Ministry of Transportation and Communications with their webcams. We were able to keep an eye on Wellington Street and the 401 just to make sure that things were good. And we drove up here Wednesday afternoon. Drive was great. Looking out today, it's a beautiful sunny afternoon. We had many of the 440 people show up today, so we're very, very happy with the way things went.
Excellent. Now, we've known each other for a good 10 years or so. You've had made such an impact in your immediate district. You've been involved in OSIPAC and ECHO over the years. You know, I get a strong sense in having been one of the few that brought my iPad with me today that there's a huge transformation and an embracement of 21st century learning happening in Ontario at the moment.
I get the sense, and you're right about the sense of the iPad. I stood up on the podium this morning, and I looked out on the audience, and I saw all of the people with their handheld devices, and I thought, holy crap, because you're in a big spot. You've got potentially 420 people all trying to get onto the same network at the same time. I thought, you know, we're going to bring this thing down, and we certainly did bring it down a number of different times, but you got to give resiliency best marks to the people that were there. There were people that pulled out their Rogers stick and they were getting connected that way. There were people with their iPhones and their Android devices and they were getting connected to their data plans because everybody just wanted to get online and share their learning with the rest of the world. And I think in my mind that's one of the things, you know, when we talk about 21st century skills, and I still really don't know what I would say one of them actually is, but certainly one of the things that you see is a growing number of educators who want to be transparent, they want to learn, and they want to share what they're learning the moment that they learn it. And to me, that is just absolutely awesome. And I think we saw that today all over the place. If you follow the Twitter stream, we use the hashtag RCAC2010. We were trending in Ontario, which meant that we were just bombarding the Twitter stream with people's thoughts and revelations and pictures and images from the event. So absolutely delighted with the way that worked out.
Well, it's amazing to see that Twitter feed just exploding and the sea of iPads. And I pulled out my laptop because, you know, I had some things I was working on. And I was, like, in the minority. So I'm just wondering, is this a microcosm? Is this the future of things to come where it's going to be the mobile devices over the netbooks and the laptops?
Well, there's one trend of thought that's doing that. I mean, the other big thing was the announcement from Google on Tuesday of this week about the Chrome netbook and the open source Linux Chrome operating system and what we might see next year when it actually becomes commercial. So we may be hunkering down for another big battle, but certainly right now, those people that want to be portable, At one point in time, you would see them with their laptops at sessions like this. Then all of a sudden, you'd see them with their netbooks. Then you'd see them with their little phones. But certainly today, the bigger tablet technology was very, very pervasive and very noticeable in the crowd. So that may well be a sign of things to come, at least in the short term.
Let's talk for a moment about leadership and change. This past week, I interviewed Don Tapscott about his new book, Macroeconomics, and he talked about the disservice that as Canadians, the government, we don't have a national department provincially, that we haven't been able to take the leadership in providing kids with the tools in the classroom like they have. Use the example of Portugal, and I think he advised the government on a learning strategy. You know, we haven't seen anything come out of Ontario. There's an election coming up. Are we moving fast enough? Are you hopeful that, you know, now that you're not part of the district, you can speak your mind on? You may want to be politically correct, but feel free to share your thoughts on, you know, what do we need to do next? I mean, there needs to be a political will to change drastically what's happening in the classroom.
Yes, if we believe and we embrace that technology, yeah, we have to do something. I mean, there are grants that are available, and I can only speak from my school board, but we spend every penny that we get our hands on for technology at the point of instruction with students, and we know that it was not enough. And I think what we need to be doing is maybe shifting our thought that the school board doesn't have to always be the provider of the technology. We need to be open enough that we are in a position where allowing students to bring in the technology that they use on a regular basis into the classroom so that they are very comfortable with the technology. Maybe we need to stop teaching the technology and we just need to start teaching about what is it that you're using the technology for. I mean, the kids are using this technology all the time. You just need to go to any shopping mall and you'll see that left, right, and center, and it's amazing, and yet the moment we bring them into school, we tell them power down if we're even allowed the technology within the school, and yet we've got amazing processing power that's there if we just provide a ways and a means for it to happen. But even school districts that do allow students to bring in their own technology, there still is that mindset that the serious stuff is done on school computers, and the sort of look up things on the internet type of resources are left to the portable devices. And I don't think we are at the point where we're giving the portable devices the credibility that they actually need. They are a full-fledged computer. They can do so many different things. We just need to be able to embrace it and embrace the students' ability to use that technology in the classroom.
Now, let's touch on faculties of education across Canada and their role in this transformation. You currently continue to teach at the faculty in Windsor, and perhaps you can give us a perspective of where University of Windsor is at and what you're seeing, what they could be doing better, and what you plan to be doing with your students.
Well, I don't have a view of the whole program at Windsor. I teach the computer science teachable, and I've been teaching it for about 5 years now. Incredible group of students. This year I have, without a doubt, the biggest technology-skilled group that I've seen. They come in and they get right at it. We talk about project-based learning. We talk about projects, how to design a good problem, and so on. And they are right into it with their technology skills. So they do have the skills. They do have the abilities. They just need to have some focus and some ideas for exactly what it is that it looks like in the classroom and how you can turn that into really meaningful and scaffoldable, if that's a word, opportunities for students.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a word I just made up on the fly here, Robert.
Well, you certainly have continued to impress me, and I've enjoyed following your blog and your tweets, they've accelerated in your semi-retirement. I'll say semi-retirement because you still continue to pursue things you want to do, and so it's not you seem to be busier in semi-retirement than you were before.
It's a different type of busy. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but I've been able to read more, I've been able to research more, and I think I've been able to give a little bit more value to my blog and some more deeper thought to the types of things that I post on there than I did before. I do make a habit, sort of like Angela Myers talked about today, a habitude. I try my very best to make two blog entries every day. Wow. One of them is done by a robot, and the other one is done by me at the keyboard. And it's just a matter of learning and sharing what I'm doing. And I'm just fortunate that the 300 or 400 people that drop by continue to drop by, and you get the odd comment or the odd tweet that somebody finds something of value, and you know that makes it all worthwhile.
So, what's next for Doug Peterson? I know you. Congratulations, you're recently a grandfather.
Well, I was a grandfather last Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. The big thing right now is to recover from symposium. This is a big, big planning event. So,
well, congratulations on your success, and we look forward to our continued collaboration. That was Doug Peterson, conference co-chair for the RCAC event in London, Ontario. My name is Robert Martellacci, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.